Earlier this week, on a rare sunny evening for the summer of 2013, I visited the training camp of emerging manager Con Cuncannon. And as I watched from the sidelines, I realised he had his men exactly where he wants them. This is the kind of week that Con Cuncannon lives for. Cajoling, exhorting, driving them on to greater effort, to make sure that nothing is left to chance for next Sunday. He runs through a million points. Communications linked to the stand, check. Gorda escort the last few miles, check. Dummy teams circulated to the media, check. And county board officers told in a roundabout way their presence won't be needed on the bus or in the dressing room beforehand, check.
We're ready. You can never be too ready on a week like this. Of course we're ready.
It's his first championship at this level. His opening foray into management came at age 22 when he took his own club's under-21 team. They said he was mad at the time.
They said I was mad at the time. And maybe they were right. The under-21s weren't really going anywhere. There was only 8 fellas at the first training. I told them that night I wasn't worried at all about them lads. But the dozen lads or so down the town laughing at us, thinking that they'd walk onto the team. I trained those 8 lads hard for 2 months. A few more came on board. We got a real team spirit going. We got beaten in the first round, but I had cut my gums in management. I was ready.
Now he's with the big boys. Next Sunday is his biggest test yet. Enemies don't come much older or much more potent. History has shown that the tide of good fortune tends to flow just one way when these two counties meet. But Con Cuncannon isn't one to lie down under the weight of tradition.
Tradition? What's that? Tradition is for traditionalists. That's what I always say. The past is for foreigners. Tradition is old news. I'll be telling my boys next Sunday that tradition is born anew every single day you go out.
And you know, he's adamant his team are ready.
We're ready. Of course we're ready.
He says he doesn't get nervous.
I don't get nervous. Just a bit distracted. Like I'd be walking down the street and suddenly I'd realise I walk past my car while I'm thinking about a brilliant tactical move. Once I was in the pool and I lost myself completely. I swam for an hour longer than usual. They had to ask me to leave. They were turning out the lights. I had to dry myself in the car.
He's certain the lights won't go out for his team next Sunday. This time, he says, things are different. A younger generation, devoid of any fear and a desperate need to succeed.
People don't realise the amount of work these fellas put in. And they don't do it just because Con Cuncannon tells them to do it. Every man wants to be the best he can be. Con Cuncannon is only a facilitator. There's no me in team. We're ready. Of course we're ready.
His routine will be the same as usual Sunday morning. Walk the 500 yards down the village to visit his father's grave.
He was at every match I ever played in. He got stuck in at referees from here to the far end of the county. He got suspended a few times. But he was a harmless devil. He just loved the game too much. When he died, I realised there was a lot I hadn't said to him. We communicated through the game, I suppose. That was our way. An Irish father and son's way. He died on the pitch, running back off it, after going in to blind a referee. The way he'd have wanted to die. A death he'd have been proud of. He was ready.
If they can do it Sunday, his father won't be far from his mind.
I know he'd be delighted and proud, but even if he was around, he wouldn't praise me. He'd harp on about the one switch I made that didn't work, not to mention the 7 or 8 great things I did. But look, we have to get on with it. Sentiment never won any game, but we're ready.
And as the sun descended in the evening sky, I looked on still further as Con Cuncannon, emerging manager, gave his team their final words of encouragement. They waited on his every word as if he were handing out the very elixir of youth itself.
We're ready. Of course we're ready.